SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Three-way talks with the U.S. and Iran are underway in Pakistan.
Negotiations began between the United States and Iran on Saturday, days after a fragile ceasefire halted fighting and brought both parties to the table in Pakistan. A U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and an Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bajir Kalibaf each met with Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif earlier Saturday. Meanwhile, Israel struck more targets in Lebanon with at least three people killed Saturday morning, the conflict causing thousands of deaths and disrupting the global economy, particularly through the closure of the Strait of Hormuz where oil tankers are stuck. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump weighed in on the talks with reporters yesterday at Joint Base Andrews.
What would a good deal look like for you?
No nuclear weapon, number one. You know, I think it's already been regime change, but we never had that as a criteria. No nuclear weapon. That's 99% of us.
Spray the Hormuz as well?
Yeah, but that'll open up automatically. The answer is yes, but the strait will open up. If we just left, the strait's going to, otherwise they make no money.
President Trump is angry with NATO allies over the Iran war, and the future and the military alliance is in question.
The president's uneasy relationship with NATO took a turn for the worse during the conflict with Iran when allies refused to assist in the U.S. and Israeli-led war. On Wednesday, Donald Trump met privately with NATO's Secretary General in the Oval Office. No media coverage of the White House visit was allowed, unlike previous visits. Afterwards, the president was still fuming, writing on social media that NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't be there when we need them again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. People of the world are asked about homosexuality.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Moms for Liberty made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration and gaining new influence in national decisions. CEO Tina Dexkovich says the group has been a part of discussions around transgender sports bans, artificial intelligence, and more. This is SRN News. It appears San Francisco may have solved its crime problem. Correspondent John Scott reports.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chasa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Crime rates have dropped sharply. Car break-ins down 85%, robberies down 30%, and homicides at the lowest levels since 1954. The Motley Fool's 2026 Best Places to Retire reports has been released. The report found that Arkansas is best for cost of living and number five for housing costs. Indiana came in second for cost of living. More details at srnnews.com.